We're doing Drashat HaRamban, Torat Hashem Tmima, page Kuf Nun Chet in the Mosader of Kuk edition. V'inyan Ma'asev Reshit Satum. When it comes to Ma'asev Reshit, it's a sealed topic, page Kuf Nun Chet. Dani eni yodeoto, I don't know, it says the Ramban, v'ilu yidati, and if I did know it, asur hayiti lefarsho b'rabim, I'd be prohibited from disclosing it to the masses, ela pasuk ze. But this verse, shepirashti, why did I explain it? Why did I explain the first verse of Bereshis Bara Elokim, etc.? Lefi shenishtabshu bo ha-deot b'milat v'aretz hayita. Because people got very confused with the verse, because the verse says, and the earth was tov v'avo. Ben bedorot ha'ilu, ben bedorot ha'mfarshim. Be it in our generation, be it in previous generations, people got very confused. What does it mean, the earth was tov v'avo? Kamo shtireh b'firush Rabbi Avram, like you'll see in the Ibn Ezra's explanation, that he got very confused. What does it mean the earth was? Ben bidrot shirabotainu, even in the generations of our sages, kmo bibreshit rabba, like in the Medrash Rabba, that it says that a philosopher came to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Tzayar gadol Eloichem, haya Eloichem, your God was a great painter, shematzalo sammanim tovim shesiyuto. He found all kinds of good herbs to help him in his painting. Vehem, what assisted God in creation, claimed this philosopher? Tov, avoh, ve'ol, v'choshech. These four terms seem to have pre-existed creation, because it says prior to creation the earth was tov, avoh, v'choshech, atnei tov, etc. So this philosopher claimed, you see, that there were certain things that were created before, that existed before creation, and so those were all partners in creation. So that's against the basics of the Jewish religion. What this Gentile wanted to claim was that all God did in creation was paint. All he did was take things that existed and paint with them. Not that God created yesh me'ayin, that God created the existence of matter. Maybe this philosopher heard the opinion of Plato. Plato lived in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash. You guys know that. Plato was around the time of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Chazal say that he and Yirmiyo met. So this philosopher who came to Rabbi Gamliel at the end of the second temple, maybe he knew the opinion of Plato, Shu Sover, that Plato thought, Sha'olam ba'avayoto mechudash, that the existence of the world as is a new thing. Ela sha'teva kadmon, but the nature always existed. She'kasha alav dvar ha'afisa, because Plato says, I don't believe it could be that there was once a vacuum, that there was nothing. That can't be. There must have been something. Then the world was fashioned to be the way it is now. And what this philosopher was trying to say was, that this must be what the Torah holds as well. Because the verse says, the earth was tohu vavo, the choshech, the earth was tohu vavo, whatever that is, and darkness. So he says, you see, things pre-existed creation. So that's why, says the Ramban, I had to take the time to explain this verse. Even though this is a verse that involves the secrets of creation, I had to give some insight into what was going on, right? Water also, so that people don't make this mistake. V'amar l'Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel said, Tipachu chadeu gavra, that person's spirit should explode. Kulu b'riaktivu, all those things that he claims pre-existed creation, we have verses throughout the Tanakh that tells God created those things as well. Dichtiv, and then the Medrash goes on and enumerates how we have in other places in Tanakh that it explicitly says God created those things. Rabbi Gamliel brought proof from the term of creation, that creation means that this thing didn't exist at all, this form of matter or force, and God created it from nothing. That about all these things that he claimed pre-existed creation, our prophet said the term God created. They're not coming to contradict the Torah, the prophets. But the prophets really didn't explain. So I came and explained how the verse works. And if you look at the verse, you'll see that it fits very well with our explanation. Hizkarti pirush milat nase adam mipnei zu ha'umam shubeshet sheshuelt oti tamid. And the reason I took time to explain what does it mean that God says, let us make man, because of this nation that's so confused, that always questions me, V'yadati shekulchem yadatem zun. I know all of you already know this. I didn't have to explain why God says, let us make man. That God was talking to the earth and saying, let's make a partnership, you and I. You supply the physical aspects of man. I'll supply the spiritual aspects of man. Let us together make man. Ki kva katvo chachama nizkar, because it's already been written by the Radak, by Rav Yosef Kimchi. So I know everyone knew this, but I had to take, the Ramban says, I had to take time to go on this tangent, because from the time of Chazal already, from the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, there were people, even wise philosophers, who looked at the Torah and thought maybe the Torah supports this belief that there was an existence before creation, and that all God did was put together different things in order to create. So I had to explain that no, God created the first form of matter. God took that matter and had it evolve into other forms of matter. And in explaining it, I explained the verse and how all of this fits into the verse. And this way, I've explained concepts that really existed in the Jewish tradition, but not everyone had this tradition. Not everyone understood how to read the beginning of the Torah. So I took the time to explain it so that everyone will know how to read these verses. In general, all of Bereishis, the description of creation, is something that's way beyond us. We don't understand what God means when He describes how He created things. We don't understand the description. That's called Maaseh Bereishit. That's something that's the secrets of the Torah. But nonetheless, I had to explain these verses so as to prevent confusion about the basics of Jewish faith.